Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hellman. Good evening, everyone. This is Jennifer Hellman, and today I am taking calls, but I also want to talk to you about the very intense energy that's been going on, probably starting with the full moon. At least for me, there's been a lot of shifting, a lot of changes, a lot of letting go. As I mentioned last week, I did let my precious dog go, who was a very big part of my life. She was a master teacher for me. She taught me so much about myself by being who she is, and we had a very special connection. I've also realized that a lot of friends are disappearing and a lot of relationships are shifting. So it's normal. It's just letting go of everything that isn't working. I've had some major releasing sessions with crying for hours at a time, and I always know it's a good thing because it's letting me be in a better place on the other side, and I always feel so much better once I just surrender. And I'm reading from a lot of other spiritual writers and teachers. That's what this is all about. It's all about trusting in spirit, releasing and just surrendering to the higher power. And once you do, things do begin to really open up for you. And it is amazing. Even today I had a bit of a strange reaction to something. I mean, I literally woke up with the words, trust in Father. Trust in the Father. They kept repeating that. And come to a situation that I have to admit, I kind of freaked out. Went to that place of fear. But immediately I went and said, I surrender. This situation is yours. And my guides immediately told me to start writing. And basically, within the writing, they started saying, you're okay. This is a situation that will resolve itself. Just trust we're taking care of it. Everything is okay. It still is very interesting that the shifting keeps going and going, and people who know me, I really have let go of so many things and so many situations over the years. And I come to realize a while ago how I was creating it. Recently, there was a situation that I was in that was something that I had created years ago. But it was almost like a long-distance deal, so I asked to have it in the physical. Oops, it happened. So really be careful what you ask for. I got it in the physical, learned a very interesting lesson about how powerful my thoughts are. But at the same time, I'm grateful for the experience. I'm very happy that I met some wonderful people through this situation. But when it's done, it's done. And the lessons are complete. I see what has gone on. I see the reflections of myself in this situation, how powerful I am. And I accept and embrace who I truly am. Not always an easy thing to do. And that's one thing that we all are doing right now, is truly embracing our authentic self and understanding that Spirit's going to make sure you do. This is a very powerful shift. It happened with the solstice, and it is continuing. A lot of people are passing. I mean, in 1 week, we've lost 5 very large, basically, icons of some magnitude in the entertainment area. Namely, Michael Jackson was a huge one, and very surprising, but it was his time. This man truly had, overall, accomplished so much, and it helped so many people with his music, with his dance. He felt it. He lived it. And we're very blessed to have had him in our lives. I grew up with him, literally, as many of us have, enjoying his music and admiring, even though he's a little strange at times. When you get touched by the divine and truly find the genius within you and pursue your dreams, at times you want to be that perfect person. And I was reading an interview, and they said, it's really sorry and sad that we really didn't appreciate Michael Jackson, why he was here. And it is. And so if you have a friend that you think is awesome, make sure you tell them. Is there somebody that you really admire? Even if it's somebody that you don't know, a celebrity, write them, let them know. You might not get a response back, but let them know that you've touched them, that they've touched you by touching back. This is a very small world, and it's getting smaller and smaller. And we're going to be here. The space we're in is all about oneness. Literally, we are all one. We're all energy. We all are creating our own world and our own reality. And if we understand that premise and surrender, let go, and trust, all our dreams, everything we could possibly want, desire, need, is truly taken care of. I have always been amazed, in awe, blown away by the miracles that happen around me all the time. Of being so in the moment to really appreciate the breeze, the sunset, the sunrise, the stars. Very special moments for me. I mean, there's many times that if I didn't make that effort to get up early, I wouldn't have seen that shooting star. I would have missed this beautiful sunrise. And it's just taking and making that effort to giving thanks to everyone that's in your life and letting them know, I love you. You're awesome. You're incredible. You're beautiful. You're a blessing in my life. And a lot of people have a hard time saying it because they're afraid what they're going to think. But if you don't say it, and then suddenly you're gone, so many people I know are saying, many of my clients call me and say, I just didn't get to say goodbye to them. They don't know that I love them. So I call on someone that they've missed and give them that closure. It touches them every time as it touches me. Now they're already forgiven and they're already known. Their feelings, their love, their forgiveness, their angst, it's all known on the other side. And you can only just take a moment and say it when you have the chance. It's very nice to be able to help these people find the closure, even though they still live in their heart. I know a lot of people pass on, and they say, well, it's the physical. Well, yes, but I'm still seeing my dog, Josie. I mean, she's on my couch. She's still leaving her fur, believe it or not, in her physical body was taken from here, but I will come out in the morning and I will find more dog hair on my couch and I know it's her. Because she knows I need that. The signs are available to everyone around. You just need to be more aware of what you're looking for. Ask for a specific sign. You'll be amazed how you'll get it. I asked one time many years ago, if I'm on my path, let me see a live snake. If it's a poisonous one, at a distance is fine. Well, Spirit wanted to make sure I didn't miss it, so Spirit woke me up at 2 o'clock in the morning with some pool equipment that broke. I had to turn off the equipment. I came in, and there was a baby king snake in my room, all curled up waiting for me. Now, most people would freak out, and I was dancing around my room with a king snake in my room saying, "Thank you, God. Thank you, universe. I so appreciate you. Thank you, king snake. You can stick around as long as you want." But the door was open, and he immediately just left. No problems. I got my sign. I recognized it. I gave thanks for it. So if you're looking for someone who has passed to give you a sign, number one, they will come to you in your dreams. You just need to ask and give them permission to contact you so you don't freak out. And they know that they can leave a clear message for you. Also, they're there all the time anyway, but you got to ask to remember. And also just keep your eyes open. They hear you. You can talk to them. They're always present. They're always aware. So during this time of shifting energy, one thing I'm making sure to do as much as possible is giving thanks and appreciation to the people coming while they're in my life and saying, "Thank you for the blessing. I learned a lot." In some way, in some form, I give thanks. And if they continue to be in your life, all the better. If it's time for them to move on, people are coming and going a lot these days. There's a lot of people that need to be touched by different people, different lessons at different levels. And it's just time for everybody to understand that the energy now is truly one that once you totally surrender and completely clear, you really will have instant manifestation before you know it. It's just a matter of time and patience and truly wanting to let go and looking at all the things that you're still attached to that might be holding you back. Is there a little resentment you still have on Aunt Patty? Or is there a fight that you never forgave somebody for? Forgive everyone. It's in the past. It's done. Understand it was something you chose to experience in this lifetime. You created it. I was talking to a friend today who was reading a book. And she's going to be on my show later this month. And she, I was telling her my situation, and she was reading exactly what I was talking about at the same time. And she said, "Thank you for confirming what I'm reading. I created this situation, and I created you, and it's beautiful." And she was overjoyed. As I created her to be there, to be my sounding board, as I'm flipping out over something that I just need to trust. But I'm human. I'm a sponge. We later figured out it wasn't even my energy, it was somebody else's energy that was thrown in me. And yes, I should have protected myself. I slip every once in a while. Not so much anymore. But it's one of those situations that is fading out of my life. And that's okay. It's all right. Many people that I know are reading a wonderful writer named Karen Bishop. And she is sending out energy upgrades, updates of what's going on her website. She's very accurate. She has some wonderful information on her website. Emerging Wings, I believe, is the name of her website. And I highly recommend you read her stuff. She has a ebook that really helps get you through the period of transition and getting on to that that other side of the border that really is the instant manifestation. And the one thing she repeats quite often is total surrender. And then soon you'll be feeling a lot more energy around you. You'll be feeling the presence of beings that are there to help you. You'll feel more supported. So just be a little bit more aware that there is right now still a few, and I'd say literally I'm one of them, a little confused and kind of like on pause. Okay, not sure which direction. But I'm not really panicking. I'm just like edgy. I want to get going. You know, I'm a fire sign. Come on, give me something to do. And yet, I'm totally still. I'm really in this space of being at zero and feeling okay with it and deciding what I want to create, which is something that has kind of eluded me. I mean, I've always created things without even realizing I'm creating them. And now I'm becoming very much conscious of what I'm creating in my life and understanding that with every action there is a reaction. I know there is no loss in the divine mind. So if something's supposed to be mine, I can't lose it. If the thing I had isn't exactly right, is equivalent or better will be mine. Because there is no loss in divine mind. For example, I recently had a friend move away. And I spent a lot of time with this person. And then I kept saying, there is no loss in divine mind. I will have this person or an equivalent in my life. Well, pretty soon, I was spending a lot of time with my sister who was just moving in town. So I got somebody to hang out with, to go have fun with. And we've had a great time. So you have to understand the universal laws truly are working. Even though you feel like you're waiting and you're just, okay, what next? Understand things will begin to loosen up. You need to completely disconnect from the old reality and get over the hump, per se, of getting to that space of total surrender, trust in the divine. Total trust. Get out of your own way. I'm learning that quite quickly, again and again and again. And as a human, we tend to do that every once in a while. But as you get more and more totally surrendered, it will ease up. The solstice really was a grounding. It kind of like popped the bubble and now you're hitting the ground and you're going, okay, what next? Understand that next Tuesday there is an eclipse, a solar eclipse. Then on the 21st, there's a lunar eclipse. Again, these are very much based at home. Getting you to go back in, within yourself, figuring out your goals, figuring out the plan. We now have 5 of the outer planets in retrograde. Pluto, Uranus, Neptune, Jupiter, and Chiron are all in retrograde. Quite a few of them in Aquarius, which is all about humanity. But it's all about finding the humanity within yourself. All of these going backwards, instead of going outward, you need to go within. Clear your heart. Reconnect to your heart. Every morning, just open yourself up and say, my heart is open and I connect to it fully and completely. The divine runs through me. And things will really begin to ease up. But understand, if you're in that point that things are just kind of at a standstill, think of it this way. You got a canvas in front of you. You can dabble with the colors on the thing, or you can make a specific painting. It's really up to you what exactly it is. But whatever you do, stay present, have fun, and understand you're fully supported in whatever you put on that canvas. Just don't get in your own way. When you surrender, you will be amazed at the insights you'll get, and you will get a lot of insights. The fine tuning of things. It's like mine with finally realizing that something that was happening in the spiritual realm was now, because I asked, I got it in the physical. The outcome, I had no idea what it is, but the situations were pretty much identical. So it's kind of like freaky to see it, the mirror, so right there. It was amazing. But I surrendered the situation to the higher power because I didn't know what to do with it, so I just surrendered it. And things are working out for the highest good of all. And that's the main thing. It is going to end with the highest good of all. You don't want to try and maneuver it or manipulate it. Surrender it to spirit, to the highest good of all. And things will work out. Now, if you got questions, you're welcome to call in now. 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. Now, one thing that I am noticing is people's lack of tolerance for drama. Either the drama within their own life or drama that they're seeing outside that somebody might be trying to hook them into. People are not wanting drama in their life. And it really is very easy just to say, you know, this isn't my thing. Don't want to be a part of it. Thanks anyway. Even if it's part of your own drama and you're creating it yourself, once you get aware of what you're doing and letting it go, you will be amazed how things will clear up. Just release, let go, and surrender. Trust that there's a plan and you're part of it and everything's going to be okay. There is a site called spiritlibrary.com, and there's been some really wonderful articles on there lately. And a lot of different energies, but basically a lot of them are saying it's a time of reassessing for everyone where you want to go from here. It may feel like there's nothing is holding you up from the ground, like the floor has been removed. This is a process of letting go of what you thought your life existed as it was. The truth of the spiritual nature is sometimes difficult to translate into human consciousness, but it can be done. Instead of wondering if something is going to happen, you might just start asking, will or will not it happen? Just be certain that you are the true creator of this, and manifestation is coming much clearer, much quicker than you really, it's just a few moments away. And with all this, a lot of people are still, I'm hearing a lot of people are finally losing weight now that the shift has happened. I'm hearing a lot of people still holding on to weight. But you have to understand that a lot of the weight is just grounding you. And now that the grounding is is here. The energy is much denser and very intense. The vibrations that are running around my body is really extreme, and I know I tend to get extreme energy of things like a full moon, an eclipse, planetary changes, usually 2 or 3 days before most other people do. I'm just hypersensitive that way. So right now, I feel like I'm already getting the eclipse energy in a very big way. So then I'll be calm, and then when everybody else is freaking out, I'll be in a calm space to hold and help them get through their freakouts, meltdowns, or whatever is going on with them. Or even just celebrate where they are. A lot of techniques that you can do is if you start freaking out on one subject, try and find something else. Distract yourself. It's always a good way of doing it. A lot of people right now are still getting those, like I said, you're reassessing, you're refining the final little bits of fear, angst, any of your wounds, because the Chiron is, as Lynn Hayes was saying last week, your wounds are being exposed in a huge way. Feel it. Deal with it. If there's somebody who is kind of questioning you on certain things, just don't blow them off. Look within yourself and see what they're seeing. I'm not saying they're always going to be accurate, but I do think there is a chance that there is a reflection, something that you might need to look at. I know for me, there has been people around me, and I've observed, and in some ways, I will admit, being probably a little judgmental, till I figured out they're reflecting me. And as soon as I acknowledged it, my energy shifted just about immediately. And things are getting done because of that shift. But you need to acknowledge what that wound is, what that habit is. And we do have a caller on line one. Hello, caller. What's your name?
Hello, how are you?
Just fine.
I just had to call and talk to you because you've touched on so many things that have been such an integral part of my life over the past few years, and especially one of the last comments that you made, talking about making peace and forgiveness and drama. And I had that experience just today, where I chose not to be involved in a drama that was going on within my family. And it turns out that I had taken your advice. It was my daughter. I surrounded her with love and protection, and I just asked God to show me what to do and to guide me, and I just released it all into His hands, and my daughter and I had a very long talk, like less than 35 minutes ago, and she apologized, and we had a very enlightening conversation. It was a big epiphany for both of us. So I just wanted to tell you that you're an invaluable person in this world, and anybody that's listening needs to get in touch with Jennifer Hillman if you want to improve your life and become a better person. So I just wanted to say thank you.
Well, thank you. Cindy, you have been, thank you. And I really appreciate you calling in. And I'm glad that things are shifting and more positive for you and your daughter. I know there's a lot of mirroring going on between you two, and it's not always easy to look at a daughter, especially, and see that she's you at a different age.
Yeah.
So, and you've handled it really quite calmly, and I do appreciate very much. So, how are you handling other things? Are you feeling the energy going on right now?
Oh, yes, yes. My entire life is shifting for the better. I've had a lot of, actually a lot of little epiphanies in the last 5 weeks. And I've learned, I used to be a totally different type of person. I would freak out. I would have drama of my own. I would not think about things before I did them or said them. And mm-hmm. I'm totally different now. I've just completely surrendered and used the guidance that you've taught me to use over the years. And I've paid attention. So my life is just 150% better just in the last year. It's completely turned around.
And it keeps getting better.
It does.
It really, you have been totally transformed. You've totally transformed yourself.
Yes.
You did the work, which is awesome. And that's wonderful. I know there was a lot of times that you felt very hesitant and not sure what to do, but you figured it out, and I just applaud and yay, pat your back and give you a hug. And you've gone through so much in your life, and it's about time good things happen to you, and even more good things are going to happen to you. In the next even 3-4 months, you're going to take another leap in the happiness realm. And
I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, and I am very happy to tell you this. You've grown up so much, and I've known you through the years, and I know your daughters, and they're all growing in their own way, and they're all very intuitive and very sensitive. All of you are. And your gifts as an intuitive are very accurate. So I'm hoping, saying this publicly, that you'll get the clue that you're supposed to be doing this as part of your work. I'm really good at putting people on the spot, so I'm going to do that. So hopefully you will be able to.
Okay, I hear you.
You know, it's if people give to you, you need to give back to somebody else. And I'm just, you're wonderful. You are tremendously accurate, and it's been such a pleasure to see your intuitiveness kind of honed and owned and blossoming, and it gets stronger every day.
Yeah.
It just really gets so much clearer every day. So you're doing wonderfully.
Thank you. But again, I mean, I am one to give credit where credit is due. Had I not had such a wonderful friend and life coach in you, I would never have made it to where I am today. So publicly, I would like to say thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
And I don't want to take up any more airtime because somebody else may be wanting to call in. So
I thank you very much.
And you have a great show going on here, so keep it going.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. One thing about Cindy, that she had a lot of fear. She had a lot of love she wanted to give, but because of experience, she was afraid to give it anymore. But because of that love, she got over her fears. She was determined to be a better person, and that's one thing that I am finding is we're all becoming more and more courageous. We're all finding that inner strength within us to get through this to the point that we can surrender. I keep getting the image of this card that is part of the Osho Zen Tarot deck, and it's stress, and it's like literally you're popping the bubble that is causing you to do all the balancing. It's being popped, and it's just becoming that place that you need to kind of fall down and just say, okay, I surrender. Because it really is a very easy, simple choice to follow the energy so you can see what you really want in the world. Follow what your guidance is telling you. If I'm tired, I lay down. Even if I just close my eyes for 5 minutes, rest, rejuvenate. Right now there's a lot of downloading going on, folks. There is a lot of shifting and realigning of your body, and you need water. Take care of your diet. Make sure you're getting things that really are good for your body. And understand, drink water. It's good for you. You need to replenish stuff because our physical bodies are shifting. Our energetic bodies are shifting. And you need to keep your strength up. You need to make sure you're getting your sleep. Make sure you get some exercise. And understand that the change is taking a little time. Energy is in flux. And everything is shifting and changing. The ability to go within, to rest, to meditate in peace, and allowing this energy of your soul, of your authentic self, to come out and through you. You need to nurture it and make sure it's very cared for. Because if you don't take care of it, you're going to break down. Many of us are just trying to be and not just do. And one of the lessons for me is I was always a busy bee, always getting something done, always helping everybody else. And people literally running me over. It would seem like I was like the doormat. And I learned I don't want to be the doormat. So I say no. I will help people till I see that they really want me to do the work and they don't want to. And then I just bow out because they need to do the work. They need that aha moment. That's when if you get a reading from me, at times I will ask questions. So you get that realization, because if you get the realization, then it's going to take a better hold than me just telling you all the information. I will give you suggestions. I will give you some tools. But you need to use them, refine them, adjust them to the way they work best for you. But not necessarily manipulate them in such a way that they will kind of enhance or support what you're trying to get rid of. So you need to understand that you're going to have to really be conscious of your thoughts now, very aware of your thoughts. If you think something, that's what it is. So if you think somebody is feeling grouchy, guess what? Most likely they are. People are becoming more and more able to feel people's energy, even long distance. The empathic abilities is really intense right now. And you need to keep clear, drink your water. It's very grounding. The more you're grounded, the less you're likely to have those problems of soaking in somebody else's energy, like I did today, and not realizing it. I was not grounded enough. And it took me, it sidetracked me. And it did take me a little bit, and I'm back on track now, and I'm feeling much better. And I gave it back to the person it belongs to, and it's all good. So if you do have a comment or a question, you are welcome to call in and let me know how you're dealing with this energy, what you're feeling, what you're sensing, some of the things that you're doing to help your consciousness to connect to the soul, to the heart. You are welcome to call in right now. It is 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. This is a time, as I've said, to be very grateful for every breath you breathe, for every part of your life that is surrounding you, and accepting the dark part of you. As I mentioned earlier, a lot of your fears are coming to the surface. A lot of your shadow self is coming to the surface. The more you understand the shadow side of you, accept it, that every once in a while it's going to come out. Give yourself a clue word that will give you a heads up when those shadow aspects that you need to be aware of so they don't take over are coming around. For me, it's INUP. If all of a sudden I have an urge or keep seeing the word INUP, if they just whisper INUP, it's like, okay, what am I doing? What part of my shadow self is coming up? Now, the reason why it's INUP, I do have a program called the Individual Notion of Being. But INUP really is, for me, as a shadow self. Oh, hello. Hello, caller.
Hi. Hi, how are you doing?
Just fine. What's your name?
Everett.
Hi, Eric. What's
and
going
no, it's
on?
Everett.
Everett.
It's Everett,
I'm sorry.
There you go. No worries. Just listening to your show. It's pretty good. Has this energy shift started around just before February?
It's been slowly building for a while. February was a very heavy time. There was, I believe, some eclipse that really set things off. But yes, I would not be surprised.
I think that's when I first felt it. I think that's when I first felt it. And, you know, it's been a little anxious and things have been going like on a fast pace, but at the same time feeling a little bit calming, like you're sitting on top of it.
Right.
I've noticed that my brother, his health has changed. It's in the last week or so, it's been getting a little hectic for him, and same with my cats.
Mm-hmm.
So far, I've been losing weight, and, well, I was just wondering if that was all part of the shift. I heard that you mentioned it was losing weight was one of them.
Yes. Yes, now, did you want to lose weight is the question.
Yes.
Good. Because
oh,
I know
yes.
people that don't want to lose weight, and they're losing weight, and they're going, wait a minute, I'm eating and eating, and I'm not losing weight.
Yes, I want to lose the weight. Yeah. In your experience, how much better can you increase your vibration? I've heard by tensing yourself up for a couple of seconds, taking good deep breaths at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
When it's done, you kind of feel like this charge. So would that be a good way?
That's a good way. Another way is to... just focusing on your breath.
Yes, that's the other thing there. So get the feeling of the breath going in and permeating
right.
and going out. Okay,
right.
Good. So doing good then.
You're doing very good. There's a lot of different methods of raising your vibration. Really just a good way is forgiving everyone.
Oh, absolutely. I've been doing that for quite some time. And the weird thing is I've been forgiving people in dreams who passed on. And that's really weird. So
excellent. Are you seeing, are you having more dreams or more intense dreams lately since the shift started for you?
No, I've had intense dreams most of my life.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm getting to the point where I've been learning to trust them enough that I can remember them and I can start interacting. So
That's an interesting point that you said there, and I thank you for saying that. Trusting your dreams.
Yeah.
How did you come around to trusting them?
Because
do you have a suggestion?
True. Because they came true. That was the freaky thing about it, is that some of the dreams I've had have come true. And the ones that I didn't catch on right away, I
mm-hmm.
had that same dream over and over and over until I got through my thick head. I
yes.
finally figured out, okay, now I have to pay attention.
Yes. Now, I take it was something that you needed to take an action?
Yes. And once it was done, then the dream stopped. So, it was pretty good.
Yes.
And I had more than one of them. I had more than one of them in my lifetime for that.
Mhm. It's like they're nagging you to make sure you get it done.
Yeah.
They're pretty consistent, and they want you to be consistent and persistent in doing it. And the more you do it, the more they'll give you the information. And eventually, what basically this shift is about is just living through those.
Yeah.
Persistent messages and doing it and trusting that that's exactly what you're supposed to be doing. The divine is taking over in a very positive way, and it's going to bring everything that you need and want right to you. It makes life so much easier.
Yeah, I'm better learning to talk on the inside and not
outside.
Definitely center myself into my heart center and then talk there. So,
excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling, and I really appreciate you listening.
Thank you for being on the air. Thank you.
Something that Everett mentioned was talking on the inside, and that is something that I am finding happening to me more consistently, is talking to people spiritually. Forgiveness, love, trying to understand them, having an inner dialogue with their higher self or their subconscious. Most people who aren't quite aware, you need to talk to their subconscious and ask for it to go to the consciousness. And it isn't manipulation. It's if you need something from them, like you need to understand what they're feeling, but you want them just to come and tell you. A good way is talk to them. Talk to their subconscious. Get into your heart space. Say, if this is for the highest good of all, may I connect to? And you connect to that person. And you just talk to their higher self. If it's something that they really need to do that is for their higher self, they will answer it. They will do it. You will see some proof that what you've done has gotten through. It's beautiful. And it's fun. Like I said, it's for the higher self, and it is not for manipulation at all. I'm not saying that because that will come right back at you in a negative way. But if you're doing it like you can't figure out what they're doing and what is happening, but you feel something's up, talk to their subconscious. You will get the answer. You may get it in your dream. You'll get a better understanding when next time you talk to him. You will see some kind of proof. We have another caller.
Hello.
Hi. What's your name?
This is John.
Hi, John.
John in Connecticut. How are you doing?
I'm so sorry about last week.
Oh, that's no problem. Everything is in divine order.
Yes.
Basically, I just wanted to add to that a little bit and see what your take was on it. You know,
sure.
I think a lot of people are awakening, you know, in the masses. And
mm-hmm.
a lot of them are looking for tools, you know. And there are, a lot of them are also in fear because there is changes, anomalies going on in the physical body. But, you know, we have powerful tools, you know, two of the greatest being our imaging and our visualization, coupled with energy and motion or emotion through gratitude. And, you know,
right.
These are tools that we can use on an everyday basis or set aside time for that. Our imaging and our visualization, I found it so important because how else can we create? We always have to leave room for spirit, but if we don't see it as change, as the world moving into peace, how can we have peace? Or if we want to see abundance flow to us, we have to image that and see it affecting others around us, how we can further spread that good out to them. But, you know, there are a lot of tools that are available to humanity, but these are a lot of things that aren't taught or have never been taught in schools or business management or what have you.
They're actually beginning to teach children some of these skills, like visualization and meditation, actually pretty early on, first, second, third grade.
Sure, and that's wonderful because we're just moving into that time period. But many people who are, you know, say a little bit later on in generation and that have been on the planet for 30, 40, or into 50 years, many of them haven't been exposed to that. They've lived in larger cities, and they're the ones that are going through the greatest fears about changes in the physical vehicle,
right.
You know. And how can I create this in my life? I'm still a victim. And not understanding that no one's a victim. Everyone is creating their reality completely.
Right. But it's not always easy to take responsibility for what you're creating. But this is a time that Spirit, the universe, is definitely making sure you have to. You can't get away from it. Somebody will even be literally tell you, this is your responsibility. You need to take it. There's some people that you need to be very supportive of as you go through fear. But some of them, you got to let go and let them fall because they need to trust themselves. They need to do it themselves. And you need to enable them in the best possible way for them, because I am finding a lot of people who are fearful, but the more you hold them and coddle them, the less they do. Are you finding that?
I'm finding that I agree with that completely, but I'm also finding that, you know, it's so easy to forget in this dimension, and when we, you know, it might be a good idea for a lot of people to. When, you know, we can always ask, and many are not as receptive.
Right.
If they're, when they hear things that resonate with them, that gives them a starting place, well, what can I do when I go into fear? Well, you can ground with the mother, and that opens you to spirit. And
right.
A lot of people aren't even aware of what grounding and balancing is, and that you use your imaging and your visualizations to send a tube of light down to the center of the earth.
Right.
And that'll open you up to source. And then to center yourself, well, that's a simple exchange of love with source creator. Simply, I love you, source. And
right.
You're centered and you're balanced. But, you know, they've just been told what to do, but many are not aware of, well, how do I do it? You know,
right.
Teaching the children that nowadays, and that is truly wonderful. But I think it's a lot of the ones that have been on the planet for a little while that are
needing it most, huh?
Sure, that gets stuck a little bit more because
right.
You know they have the oldest belief systems to overcome as well.
Right, and it isn't always easy, but it is. like I said, time for people to understand if they are looking. And since so many people are shifting, there's so many people out there to help them. And they're being really sent to the right person at the right time who will know exactly how to help them. Because I know you're helping lots of people yourself, John. And I want to say I appreciate you being there. Thank you. Well, our time, I believe, John, is just about up. So I thank you again for listening. It's always great to have you call in. I appreciate you very much.
It's wonderful to always hear your wonderful words. So I thank you for that time, and many blessings.
Many blessings to you, too.
Okay, goodbye now.
Bye-bye. So our time is coming to an end. Next week, I believe I'm going to be back on talking about what's going on. Then after that, a very dear friend is going to be talking about the Trinity. Patricia Smith will be on. She also is an intuitive, and she will be doing readings as well. After that, we will be having Dr. Brad Nelson on with the emotional code, and it's a way to help release trapped emotions. Highly recommend you listen to that show. It will be good. So with that, with each breath of air, gain new insights and inspirations. Till next time, this is Jennifer Hellman saying many blessings and good night.
BBSRadio.com, radio that transcends the third dimension. BBSRadio.com embraces the fourth dimension, promotes natural alternative health, spreads joy. BBSRadio.com. Free energy, spirituality, honesty and truth. BBSRadio.com. Increase the vibration of the people and the planet. BBSRadio.com.
Cutting-edge discussion of ascension one can find.